What's up with it, my brother?
All right, what's going on? Hey, give me just a second. I'm trying to keep my headset on, so hold on just a second.
All right. Is it a Bluetooth headset?
Hello?
Yep. Is it a Bluetooth headset or I got a wire?
It's just a wired headset.
Okay, cool. For some reason, the Bluetooth headset sometimes messes the audio up. I don't know what that's about, though.
Yeah, no, I just got a regular headset. I'm not that fancy.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor.
What's up?
I need you to give me your top five wrestling submission finishers.
Top five submission finishers.
Yep, top five submission finishers.
Go. All right, so I would say, does that be in order or just be five?
You can be five.
It'll be five. Okay. I say Sharpshooter, Walls of Jericho, Texas Cloverleaf, the Taz Mission, and the Dragon Sleeper.
Okay. You know what? I was sitting here. I watched something on Danny Malenko and I saw Texas Cloverleaf just earlier. It's funny that you even said it. I didn't expect you to say that. You know, I thought, and this is another thing. I appreciate you putting the Sharpshooter in there because that's my guy right there. I bet not hear nobody say no Scorpion Deathlock. Don't ever say it in my presence. But I thought you would have had the Figure Four in there.
The Figure Four is cool. And it just didn't come. It was just the five that came off the top of my head. Like, if I probably would have to switch them, I probably would take the Dragon Sleeper out and put Figure Four in there. But Ultimo Dragon was my guy, so I always had always liked the Dragon Sleeper.
More than $1 million dream.
Yeah, I say more than $1 million dream. And now you're just throwing stuff in there. So like, I'm sticking with what I said. Like, yeah, I'm gonna take Dragon Sleeper out. I'm going to put the Figure Four in. That's it. I'm not changing nothing else.
Okay. I got you. I just wanted to. You see that special they just did on Chris Benoit?
You know, I just saw like a little bit of it. I didn't get to sit down and watch like the whole thing, but it looked good. Like, I got to sit down and catch up with it. Like, in between, even though we're quarantined, like, I still got four kids running around me. So.
What's that like?
Well, you know, they kids. I mean, ain't much. ain't much more said. I'm like, they kids.
You know how kids. You know how you was. Everybody know the history of kids. So, hey.
Right. So it's like, shit. They're kids. I just need this last one we just had to just move along and just start talking and start eating sandwiches and stuff. We be in business.
Oh no! What did you just have?
Man, listen, I need to hurry up a little. 2 months? No, it's not even a month yet. Like, it'll be 4 weeks tomorrow.
Oh,
like,
man.
we just had them. Like, we had them just before this Corona stuff just got out of control.
Right. Man, this is the how you been dealing with it, brother?
Well, and I'm just going to kind of just give you some transparency. So, right before all this took place, we were kind of preparing just to kind of be out anyway, because I took FMLA just to kind of, you know, ease my wife with postpartum, because she had that before. So, and that was brought on by... As soon as we had the kid, I'm around for a couple days and I got to hurry up and get back to work because at the time, money had to be made. I couldn't afford to just take off. But, you know, we were in a better place. Like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and take off these few weeks, try to make it easy on you and everything. And, you know, that was the main thing I learned from that, because that shit is real.
Yeah, it is. You're a strong dude, bro. I was just telling Bub the same thing, man. To see the brothers in, you know, to be handling that family business, man. That is amazing, man. Don't nobody give you no props for that. Let me give you some props for that right now, because I've done that job. I don't have to do it like so much now. I never done it to your extent. You like a grandmaster. I was like, what? I'm trying to think of what's the lower rank? A Patty One? Like, that's Star Wars. What's the? I'm a white belt. Or, I wouldn't say white belt. Maybe like a orange.
Well, what's like orange and blue?
Yeah, I'm somewhere in that. I ain't a beginner.
Like, I never there was white, there was black, and then the other ones I never got all the way.
You what?
I never understood the rest in between. Like, which one came next? I just knew there was white, and then there was black, and then everything else in between.
Oh, I got a little further. I knew brown was before black, and then I knew yellow was right after white. But that's as close as I got. But ain't it wild how like the belt go from like complete light to being complete darkness, and that's when you know you you official. Well, you got that black belt on. Yeah, you mastered something. If somebody else, he might have mastered more things. But you get that belt, you definitely a master of something. You done been to the dojo.
But the, right.
I did it for 6 years, but just me, my daughter, and her mama. So that was 6 years. So I did the family life, but it's like, boy, like multiple personalities and kids. And you know what? This is the thing, too, so everybody can know. You don't have to testify to this because I don't want to get you in no trouble. So just get you in trouble, don't testify. But if everybody in the house, the person that's the least valuable is dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that's who is like. If somebody breaks in, who lays their life down for the good of the family? The first person, dad. You are who back go out? If we need something lifted, it might throw out somebody back. You can hurt yourself lifting that. Who do we get to lift it? Dad. Go deal with that. Somebody talking shit outside. We gotta go. He gonna mess up the car. He need his ass kicked. Who we gonna get? Dad. It's a heavy. It's a to word it, man. to straight word it. That takes a soldier. Like you gotta be mentally. You have to be insane in order to do that job. Father's Day needs to be celebrated way more. You know what? I'm gonna start a petition. I know I'm going on a rant now, but I'm gonna straight start a petition, dog. And you need to be appreciated. I don't know how. I'm not talking about in your house. I don't know your house. I'm talking about in general as men and fathers. When we put it down and we is like the kid, cause bruh, I ain't gonna lie to you, Bailey. I be thinking back, like, you know, now we got cameras and our social security numbers is connected to everything. But sometimes right. I be thinking to myself, how good a man would I be if you go back 100 years and I could just get on a train and never deal with this again? Like I could go live out the rest of my day somewhere. Somebody, how good a man would I be? Hey. I don't know.
Hey, listen, it's been a couple of times, and I do appreciate the process, but this is a couple of times. So I'm like, look here, I ain't playing with y'all no more. I'm getting some bread and cigarettes, and I'll be back. that's all with the like, daddy went to get some bread and cigarettes, and how long has it been since that? About 7 years.
About 7 years, bro. I can start over. I just start over, and I think I'll be single for a while. I'm not even going to have no nothing. Just in the house by myself, just listening to the quiet. You ever just, when you ever get free time, do you ever just listen to the quiet? Like you find yourself not doing nothing, just looking.
Actually, yeah. Like after, if it's like a day where everybody just tired of sleeping, I'm the only one up and I just sit down and squat. I'm like, yep. But then when it's too quiet, that's when something's up and then one of these kids sneak up. I'll usually be the 2-year-old wants something. I'm like, I thought you was asleep.
Great. God, my brother, you gotta, this keeps getting deeper and deeper. You gotta, I forgot, you got a newborn and you got a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now?
Plus a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And them two, they've been out on extended spring break because of this whole corona thing.
Right. Now, I'm guessing the 9-year-old ain't really much trouble.
Right, you know, that's my girl, so.
Okay, yeah, 9-year-old girl, that's not much trouble at all. That was some of my daughter's best years. Like, right now I'm dealing with preteen, and then, you know, the early years you deal with baby. But it's a little bitty cushion spot in there, I'd say, like, between 7 and 10, 7 and 11, somewhere in there where it's like, oh, you just a kid, you know. Oh, you just right. Like, you can do everything for yourself. and your mind is still in kiddie land. You ain't even thinking about adult stuff yet. It's a little soft. What was it called? A sweet spot. That's like the sweet
right.
spot. 7 to 11. I'm going through bullshit right now.
I can imagine. Like I said, close to that because before I, you know, got into work I'm in now, I used to have to work with teens. So, you know, I had to deal with girls. And you see all them different changes that they go through and all the stuff they got to deal with. So I'm not saying it's anything to what you're dealing with right now. I got a taste of it, and I can probably see, like, yeah, this is going to be some shit when you get older. So, all right, see, I got to play moderator between her and mom and all that. So that's going to be fun.
I find myself doing shit for the first time. Like your baby. Man, when I see Bub's daughter, Bub be showing pictures of baby Bo, and I be straight, like, in my mind, reminded of a time that my daughter was like people gonna listen to this and then I'm gonna get attacked because I don't got the right vocabulary. But when I'm not calling her an animal when I say this, but it was like when she can't talk, she's more like a pet or like a novelty item or something like that. It's like now she's a full blown person. And the Grayling, no bullshit. We gonna get back. I know y'all not interested in hearing about my. I'm just venting right now. But Grayling, dog, I'm talking about. I literally had to stop my baby. Like she said something slick, and I had to, like, you know, you stop the music. Let's make a scratch on the DJ table. I had to say, Shy, I don't know what you do at home, but let me remind you, you with your daddy, and I will slap the shit out of you. Oh, it's like this. It like it makes you where, like, oh my God, I'm turning into one of my parents. This is what they used to do, threaten with attack. I didn't attack her, so I feel a little better than them. But I'm threatening with the attack because it's like you done said some shit so slick that you just what she say? Man, I'm not gonna say it, but that's the shit I'm dealing with, bro. But it's like, oh, you losing your mind? You really believe, like? You think I'm somebody to be fucked with? What made your brain make you say some shit like that? What about you?
Right.
You was fucked off.
And you know what? And it'd be the moments as far as you that come up, and then after it happened, like, damn, like my parents used to do that. Like, shit.
Yeah, that'd be man.
You want stuff just like them.
That'd make it worse.
But then in some instances, though, it will come up. And then you'd be like, now I understand why they did that. That makes sense. So in some instances, it worked. And then other times, you just feel terrible because, like, damn, I swore I wouldn't do it. And I just did it, like, about 5 times.
Right, straight up, yeah. I don't be feeling too bad. I feel a little bad, but it's like, nah, because, you know, like, I feel bad the first time. And then every time after that, I'd be like, she know that I reacted like this. And she's still doing the shit again. I don't feel bad no more. Nope, this is what you like. You must like this. You must like me to be in a mood, and then I get to taking shit away. It's like, I be thinking, like, you know, we used to get our ass whooped. You come from that era. You ain't got to admit it. I know how we all grew up. You was in the 90s.
Man.
We used to get ass whooped.
We survived, man. We didn't have a childhood. We had survival. That's what that was.
Yeah, we had survival.
We had to survive, and then now, like, the worst thing is, like, all right, we taking away the cell phone, we taking away the tablet. That hurt them worse than any whooping.
And do you be feeling offended? Because I halfway be feeling offended. I'll be like, when I take the digital shit away, and then I'll be thinking to myself, I ain't even had this digital shit. So you saying my childhood will make you cry? The shit I had to do. Oh my God, I gotta go outside? You don't make me play with toys? Imagination. What the fuck is that? Imagination.
Right. That's terrible.
That shit is terrible.
Like, it was a time, like, I think, like, we had Netflix, like, a little bit. Like, well, where are we gonna watch on TV? TV.
Right. TV. I'm not choosing the programming, though.
Like, hey, yeah, take what you can get. Or, I mean, you can just go and read a book. I mean, you know, we can do that.
Dun, dun, dun. You better not say book. I heard that make kids melt. If you say book, I heard they turn into, like, liquid or dust or something. I don't say book around the kids no more. And once they told me that, I was like, oh, man, you can't say. I'd be like, you want to go read one of those physical knowledge tablets?
The paper tablet.
Yeah, you want to read a paper encyclopedia? Would you like to? Man, it's a different world, bro.
Right. I mean, we could.
Go ahead.
We could go on that for like just days on end, man. Like just comparing how different it is, you know, from how we grew up to, you know, what kids get now, and then, you know, they honestly they getting a good life in some areas, and then, like, you know, we really gotta, you know, control, especially this technology. Like, yeah, it's good for them to have, you know, let them get some screen time, you know, they get out your hair for a little bit, but then they get too quiet and they start venturing outside of the parameters you can set for them. Like, they ain't on YouTube, kids. Now they on regular YouTube looking up stuff they ain't supposed to be looking at.
Absolutely. They got information at their fingertips. You know what else, too, bro? I thought about if this corona situation would have happened and we were kids, and now suddenly you can't go outside. It ain't no... You don't got a tablet, you know. You might not have a video game, depending on how lucky you was. I had a video game, and it's like my daddy used to smoke. So he would, you know, shit come upon sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you would just never know. It was, dog, once my Atari got dead like that, and, you know, he told me one of them junkie lies. You know, junkie lies be like, remember when you had to get that Diamond Tap that day for that cough? I had to sell the game to get that medicine. It's like, oh, my daddy sold the game for me. You find out later when your mama cussing you out about something, be like, your daddy sold that shit to get dope. You're like, no, he didn't. He bought the Diamond Tap. Diamond Tap is $4. God damn.
Nah, I just got flat out sold. I had a change jar, and my uncle went in like, yeah, I need some beer money. I'm like, well, damn, you could have asked me first.
And then how much beer money did you need, Daddy? It was $11 in there. And you that's bought that's
bad, yo,
money.
Yo, yo.
Oh, what's going on?
What's good?
We've been waiting on you.
Yo, bro. My nigga. It's crazy. Yo, nigga, I'm in here busting niggas up in 2K and I looked at the clock. I'm like, oh shit. My fault.
How much was you losing?
Cap, nigga. I only went.
I'm the Capitron today. Who you was playing with, Reese?
You know, man, I be playing online. I be playing in the park and shit. I don't know if you familiar with the game, but
oh, okay. You be playing with your guys, or you be doing?
No, I be playing with my niggas.
Okay, so y'all got a squad. How many of y'all is it?
Shit, it's just like four.
Okay. So y'all do the pro-am park? Y'all do the pro-am, the park, all that?
Nah, they don't fuck with it. I play the pro-am, but they don't fuck with it. We play the park.
I mean, what's your top win streak?
I mean, my win percentage on the game is like 82%.
Yeah, how many wins you ran off in a row, though? What's the most y'all ran off?
Most? We went on a 50 game.
50 wins in a row, Reese.
You know how easy that is?
No, I don't. I don't never have nobody play with. I be having to play with randoms.
That's why. That's easy. I got two accounts on this bitch. I'm a Elite 2 on one and Superstar 1 on the other one.
Which one you like more?
I like my Superstar 1 because I just made a two-way slash and playmaker. And on my main account, I got a slashing playmaker. And when the two-way nigga is godly.
That's what I play.
Point I wish there was a way to transfer you, bro.
Damn, Graylin, you play?
I'm the one with four kids, remember? I don't get that luxury. I'm the breeder, but the one person that I'm not trying to catch up with is old Kev. Kev can keep the title. I don't want the crown. He can have it.
How many do you got? Kev got 17, right?
I think he got enough for offense and defense for a football team to start off. So
that boy Manny Van Kev, boy.
Yeah.
He must have a minivan. He don't look at no coupes, no nothing. He look at straight minivan. Y'all some gangsters, man. Shout out to Kev, man. That is, and you always see him with his kids too. I love it.
Fuck them kids.
He talking about his own kids. He ain't talking about nobody else's guy. How many kids you got, Reese?
I got one.
Okay, so you in the same boat as me. You just say, hey, I got one. I can do a little this, a little that. And then, boom, just you. That's a move. So how y'all been dealing with no sports, no nothing, I said, except a little wrestling in an empty arena? How y'all been dealing with it?
I ain't hear the question. What you say, Drew? Say the question again.
How you been dealing with no sports, no nothing? What is it doing to your psyche?
Oh, okay, so shit, that's how I've been dealing with it, playing this shit.
You know what, Graylin, you heard this?
Real talk, though. That's how I make shit up to do.
How does everybody have this cool-ass answer? You know what? I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm talking about, I'm losing my mind.
Like, but listen, though, other than, like, the empty arena wrestling, you know, for me, it's just been, you know, again, y'all already know I got a newborn around the house, and I'm on leave, so I pretty much been doing all sorts of stuff. But the one thing I can't do, usually I go out and just, you know, do my photography thing just to make sure I ain't bringing nothing back. I didn't have to hold off on that.
Damn, that's
right. And you do take some dope pictures too, dog. By the way, when you sent me those over and I was, you know, doing what you talked about, I was straight observing in a way that I hadn't before because I had to. And them are some dope photos, bro. Where can we find you at on Instagram again? Y'all need you to see it because I don't remember it by heart. You know I follow you, but.
Yeah, so yeah, if anybody just want to come and follow me, my photography page on Instagram is the word official, GN Photography. So official GN Photography, you go on there, you'll see all the work I've done. And it ain't just the landscape, the freestyle stuff I did. No, I had an opportunity to do some stuff with Riverfront Times, photographed some of their events, done a couple of weddings. So I've gotten around in the short time I've been doing it, so.
Yeah, and you was doing writing too. Do you still do that?
You know what? I still have the blog. I hadn't really gotten down to it because, you know, photography kind of took over. But, and you know, we kind of, me and the missus just kind of started up our own podcast as well.
That's right. Y'all was the reason that I cut Hank out.
Yo, that, hey, real quick, hold on, man. That's a beautiful thing. My man said the missus. That's a beautiful term, man. Real good. Yes, hey, but what I missed, though, what y'all was on this motherfucker talking about?
Life, really. It was the kids and life and all that. we were trying to transition, but I got stuck. Sometimes I get to run in my mouth and I get stuck in that mode. I got a lot on my mind.
He got a lot on his mind. I feel that.
I got a lot on my mind. I'm worried about not dying from the coronavirus, but like also not killing my daughter before the coronavirus touches. Like, so, I was like, she said some slick shit, Reese. Your kids said some slick shit to you before?
All the time.
When you have that little moment of rage, don't it be like a moment? It be like a moment of rage inside your body where it be like, I pay for everything body.
Yesterday, hey, yesterday I told her, hey, you got to get this paper off the floor. This nigga gonna say, all right, give me a minute. I said, what? Say that one more time. She said, Daddy, just give me 1 minute, okay? 1 minute. That's all I'm asking for. I said, okay. Boy, I'm going to steal her ass out the motherfucking window, fam. Man, look, these kids is crazy. Crazy, bro.
This shit is crazy.
I'm glad it ain't just me, boy.
You ready to choke a motherfucker?
Hey, even though, look, listen, I love my daughter to death, but it was a time we were at a SLU basketball game. We got some free tickets there, and we were sitting in the seats, and, you know, my two sons, you know, they cheering, they jumping up, down, and everything. My daughter wanted to be cool and, you know, not want to participate, and I guess she felt like she was being embarrassed by her brothers and trying not to look. I turned around, I'm like, hey, if you don't stop being a little asshole, go over there and let your brothers have a good time. My wife was just over there dying. I'm like, did you just call her a little asshole? I'm like, yep.
That's what she was being.
Hey, fuck them kids, man.
Let them.
I tell you, man.
I guess we just gonna feel like that whichever team we play on, because it used to be fucking
facts.
And I guess once we signed our contracts, it was like, I play for Team Adult now. Facts. Shit, fuck them kids.
You want to know why? Because adults get extra privileges that the kids don't. Like, you know, we was thinking like, oh yeah, we kids, we do this, this, and this, and we ain't got to deal with arthritis and bills and none of that. But then when we start seeing,
I ain't never thought about arthritis, because I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, I ain't got it. I'm just throwing it.
You damn on that game. It's coming.
Oh man, listen, my hands is in perfect condition.
Right now, nigga. Yeah, that's what granddaddy's hands was in perfect condition.
Yeah, that nigga was a lame though.
What the? What are you on, Reese?
I'm just being 100 right now, man.
I can't wait for this nigga to go, man. This nigga, granddaddy hands went out because he was a lame.
Fuck,
hey, Reese, what's happening with you and Spice God?
First of all, don't ever even ask me about a nigga named Spice God.
I just seen that in the group.
Man, Brandon is retarded, my nigga. Like, I don't know. I think he has the mind of a child.
Man, we can see you.
Call him up, bro. Get him on here.
Oh, shit. Y'all, shit. Hold on. Let me see if he, this could get interesting.
I need to get my popcorn ready.
Get it out.
I think so. I'm just going to sit back. I don't know if he's going to answer. You know, I'm going to send him the message, and then we're going to wait. He'll be up to him. Oh, man. That's crazy, Reef. What you were saying? The man is like a, what do you think? Like, he has a mind of a child.
First of all, he called himself Spice God. That's the first thing. That's the first problem.
Well, here's the thing. It was Bub that gave him that name. Bub was the one that gave him that name because it was something about LeBron and he was being quote-unquote spicy about. And then, I don't know, he just ran with it. It's like that kid that, you know, if you insult him and he just takes the name that you give him and thinks that y'all friends or something. I don't know.
My thing, I ain't know that. That's pretty. Oh, shit. That's pretty funny.
Motherfucking Spice.
Hey, listen, man. That nigga's an idiot. Like, the nigga told me that the nigga is telling me that Devin Booker is better than Klay Thompson. Bro. That's the wild shit.
It's some new wild shit that just happened. It's facts. Really, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's facts. Klay Thompson is the best third option ever. If you switch that nigga and you put him on Phoenix, he be doing.
You don't
the
even
same
sound believable. Thing. You don't even sound believable. That shit sounds made up.
Facts, man, look it up.
That shit is not. You can't even explain that theory, bro.
Man, look.
Hey, hold on. Real quick. Since you're on here, can you please tell me what the fuck Kyrie and Kevin Love being hurt got to do with Klay being a second option?
I'm saying they won that series because... That's
not, No. I didn't ask you why they won. I asked you what that got to do with him being the second option.
Won that series because of that. Of course he was the second option.
But the next year when LeBron came back,
that's
and
not,
they
that's
asked,
not the question.
Who they run and
that's
go call?
That's not the question, though. My question is
that's what I was saying.
That's not what you said.
That's what I was saying. Of course, he was the second option.
Shit. That ain't what you said. That's not what you said at all.
I was saying he was the third option when it was him and KD.
Oh,
and
so you don't know
Steph.
How to say what you mean. I got it.
No, I said what I mean. You did some typical David Lakes ass shit, and you switched it up to your narrative.
I said what you said, though.
No, that's
your
what you said,
hey, your
though.
Question.
You took it.
I said what you said. Your question, and I quote, when was Klay Thompson ever more than a third option? That's what you said. So if you didn't mean, like...
If you got any sense on this earth, you know what the hell
you
I'm
don't even know
about.
What
you're
talking about.
What I'm talking about.
How the fuck I'm supposed to know?
Man, you know when KD and
that ain't
Steph,
what you said.
Motherfucking Klay. That's when he was a third option. What you said. I mean, that's hey man.
Hey, hold on though, bro. Hey, you really believe that Klay Thompson would be a third option to Devin Booker if they was on the same team?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, shit, they basically the same player.
They're not the same player at all.
Yeah, Klay Thompson can't create his own shot, bro.
You just Devin started Booker saying that everything. When you seen a Rodney nigga say that. You ain't never said that before.
Well, is it true or not?
That's false. Hey, he was creating.
Klay Thompson move off screen. He move off screen.
When he dropped 70, he wasn't moving off screens. Or 60, he wasn't moving off screens.
Nigga, he was catching the ball.
I sent you two screenshots of him not catching the ball.
Wait, how you do that? What's a screenshot of not catching the
ball?
I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
I sent that nigga a screenshot of the video.
That blurry ass shit. Somebody see what the fuck that shit that.
So that was nigga. That was Klay Thompson.
Man, nigga, that was you on 2K, nigga.
I'm on 2K right now.
This nigga pull up some shit of him playing 2K and said and talk about all sorts of know what the fuck that shit mean. I don't know what that.
And
shit
that shit wasn't even blurry though. That's the crazy thing, bro. That shit is wild,
man. That shit was blurry as hell. I couldn't. Tell.
That's because you wear glasses.
I said, man, what the fuck?
Did you have your glasses on?
I said, man, what the hell is this shit? I said, it looked like shit. Look like four niggas at the park.
Hey,
that shit look like four niggas in a park and a little light skinned nigga. Shit, that's all I can see.
Hey, niggas don't see the truth. That's why. Speaking of the truth,
shit.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that.
But my fact stays the same. Klay Thompson is the greatest third option.
He only played three. Hey, so look, bro. Would Devin Booker be like a second option or some shit with Steph and KD?
I don't know.
All right.
I think personally, Devin Booker is better than Klay Thompson. That's me.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with your opinion. It's the fact that you think your opinion is a fact.
Well, shit, it's my opinion. Of course I'm going to think it's a fact.
Shit.
Just like you think your opinion is a fact. That's what an opinion is.
Also, facts start out anyway as an opinion. And how they really start out, and then they just end up becoming a fact.
No, because there's no fact stating that Devin Booker is better than Klay Thompson.
So if you replace Devin Booker and Klay Thompson, you think the outcome
Warriors
would be
lose in five? Facts. Hey, could Devin Booker do what Klay Thompson did against the Thunder the year they was down 3-1? Fuck no.
I mean, but you can't say that for sure because he plays for Phoenix. Devin Booker ain't never been in no situation.
Thank you. Okay. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time. Oh my God, somebody with some.
You
shit.
Also, if that's the case, you also can't say he will do that.
It's I mean, you just gotta you just gotta see when if he does get to that level. You gotta see whenever it happens.
If he ever gets, so that means. Oh wait a minute, you said if he ever gets to that level, meaning he's not on that level right now, right? Because right? he's.
Hold on, what's up, baby?
Oh man, fuck them kids, Drew. Fuck them kids.
Hey, she did just walk in there. Who are you talking to? Get out of here.
And we got it all on tape. Only her on the
show. That's hilarious, man.
Hey, it's quarantine life, man.
Who is Betty? Who is you on that phone with?
That's just wild.
Boy, that was. She took wifey line. That's a wifey line.
Man, y'all niggas hilarious.
She getting on my.
Hey, why y'all was in there shitting on Paul Pierce like that though?
Oh, who was doing niggas. That?
I don't know. Whoever that Bojango is, he cooked the nigga up today too.
Hey, Bojango yeah, is Bojango. Droop and Bojango is the same nigga. We all know that. It's the same nigga.
Reese, I put it on my daddy's grave.
Man,
on my
fuck
daughter's
them kids. That's y'all the same nigga.
Nah, man. My Droop wouldn't do that.
Hey, bro got...
I didn't do that.
So that nigga's a Raiders fan.
You got cooked twice in... You got cooked twice in one day. Shit. How does that feel?
I never got cooked, bro. Hey. You be losing. You be losing
you
debates.
You got cooked up twice in one day.
You be losing debates on your own post,
award.
Brandon.
The GSPN award for a nigga getting cooked twice in one day goes to Squish Matic.
Hey, who I get cooked by?
First, Bojango cooked you up.
Oh, man.
Then
Hey, hold on. P. Bojango is Droop, but we'll get to that later. Bojango posted.
There's no evidence of that.
He's a Raiders fan. It's got to be Droop.
Why gotta be me? I'm the only Raiders fan in America.
Yes.
It's four or five of them. Shit.
No, wait, no. Are you still a Raider fan or are you still on free agency? Which one is it?
It's free agency. It is in fact free agency. All habits die hard.
Nah, where you going?
I don't know.
Spice Guy, you down in Tampa with Tommy? Take your lady buddy.
We definitely down there.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely down there.
I'm always gonna fuck with Tom. Take your lady, but you know, once Cam Newton go. Join the Legion of Darkness. We'll be right back. So it's all good.
Y'all both Patriot fans.
Oh yeah. I can't. I'm here now. I can't go nowhere else.
We in Tampa, nigga, where it's warm at.
I mean, that was the best move for him. Like nothing else would have made sense. Tampa was the best place for him.
I ain't gotta worry about getting lynched when I try to go to a game.
Yeah, and all old people do go to Florida to retire, too. So, yeah, he kind of had to do that. Tom Brady, 43. He's going to die.
Chill. I'll tell you who's going to die.
Man, you
Brandon on the post. Hey, listen, bro.
Man, dog, I seasoned you up and put you on the grill and sold you like one of them plates that niggas do on Facebook.
Brandon, your argument doesn't even make sense. Shout out to Maurice Green, the nigga that be selling plates. Your argument didn't even make sense, though.
Reese, how you get cooked twice in one day? I saw you on Paul Pierce's body.
Right? You.
Who did that?
That nigga Bojango shit. I said,
Bojango and Droop is the same nigga, man. The same nigga.
Don, what do I got to do to convince you that I'm not Bojango?
Look, I'll tell you this, too. Bojango's motherfucking Photoshop work is way better than
I don't even know shit how that nigga did that shit.
Bojango is an idiot. Bojango said that Kevin Durant was better than Paul Pierce, but then told me that Paul Pierce was better than John Havlicek because Paul Pierce got more points than John Havlicek. But Paul Pierce got more points than KD too, so that shit didn't make sense. I'm not even arguing with no troll account. Drew, tag me from your regular page.
What you just said ain't
you got to tag me from your regular page, so, Drew.
Man, that's not me. But John Helfenstein is done playing. KD not done playing. So of course Paul Pierce got more points than KD. But ain't nobody gonna
but
say that.
Paul Pierce got more Paul points Pierce than John Helfenstein too, though. But what I'm saying is. That nigga, your argument on your burner account didn't make any sense.
Reese, that's not me. You got the wrong guy. If this was a detective movie, the real killer would shoot you in your fucking head while you knocking on my
That's
head.
You.
It's not
I only
me,
know
man.
Three Raiders fans, and two of them ain't in the group.
Reese, you ain't never seen me at a Raider game. And them motherfuckers be fooled. I was not the only one.
You know what this is? This is Bubba Claude thing. Oh, y'all remember Bubba Claude that was going around Charlotte Lakes?
Oh, man.
It's that situation.
And I had to deal with Bubba Claude, too. I'm gonna tell y'all. Hey. I was on hiatus, and Bub called me off hiatus to deal with that nigga. True story. Facts.
He literally pushed Lakes to do a whole series of live videos to try to find out who was Bubba Claude.
What? I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Nigga, I cooked a nigga without a face, Reese. I had to cook a nigga with no face.
You might have to do that for old Django shit.
Django and Droop is the Django same nigga.
What? Reese.
Facts. Y'all
you,
the same nigga, bro.
You know what? I'm not even entertaining it. There's nothing I can say to convince this man that look at the work. Like really look at the work. You know how you supposed to look at somebody's right. karate style and know who it is you fighting when, even when you got your eyes closed. Just look at the motherfucking work and you should know that that's not me.
Django, he came at me. Luckily it didn't get no traction. Shit. And Jupe, we NHO, so shit. He ain't gonna come at me.
You don't know what niggas doing behind the burners, man.
Yeah.
Ask KD.
Y'all tripping.
Right, ask KD, nigga. You motherfucking Warrior fan. That's who it is. That's KD you arguing with, nigga.
It could be with his sensitive ass.
That nigga left y'all, boy. You know, y'all talking all this shit. Your motherfucking owner want to get up here and talk shit. And your motherfucking Draymond, your boy Draymond, Reese. I know how much
Facts.
You love Draymond.
That's my nigga.
Nah, going back to that, do you think that KD and Steph Curry made life a lot easier for Klay Thompson?
No. Oh, man, I can't. I got
you said no?
Henny, bro. Oh, man, this shit is wild. Shit is wild. Do I think?
Did you say no? I heard you say no.
Come on, you don't think that he made him that they made life easier for Klay Thompson?
You don't think that Klay Thompson and Steph Curry made life easier for KD?
What?
Oh shit!
Finals MVP, then?
Huh?
Who was Finals MVP?
Does Finals MVP mean that you're the best player on the team?
Yeah.
Oh, so Iggy was better than everybody when he won?
Well, Iggy played. He guarded the man. Shit.
I can't with this nigga, bro. I can't. Do I think? Hey, listen. If Klay Thompson wasn't doing that shit before KD, I would say yes. But because he was doing that shit before KD, no.
Man, they can.
Hold on. How the fuck does KD and Steph make Klay life easier when he was averaging more points without KD? Somebody explain that to me.
Who you gonna focus on?
We got Steph
and we got KD. Out of two of them niggas, if you gonna focus on who you gonna put your focus
who
on?
Who was they focusing on before KD got there? Okay. okay.
Why do y'all not answering no questions? Niggas
no, because it's not fucking making sense, dude. Bojango, it's not making sense.
You asked the question. I didn't even.
This shit ain't making sense.
What was the question that you asked, though, before I think it was two questions ago. I was trying to keep
up. The nigga asked me, I don't know what he just asked me, do I think Curry and KD made Klay life easier?
And you didn't answer.
I said no. I did answer. I said no. Yeah. I'll say the answer again. My answer was no. And my answer,
no,
and
you
my
did
answer was
that.
No, because he was doing that before KD got there.
But the question that you asked that fucked me up was like you said Klay Thompson averaged less points than he did before KD got there.
So no, that's not what I said. That's not what KD I said. My question was said how does having KD make Klay life easier when he was averaging more points before KD got there?
That's the same thing I was just saying. Maybe I was starting at the end of the thing, but how do that question? I don't understand that question. Reece.
Because if really, a nigga makes it easier for you, right? Wouldn't that? I mean, to me, I could be wrong, but to me, like, wouldn't your scoring go up because it's now easier? Like, you're not.
Okay, well, hold up. That cannot be necessarily true because you got to remember with the Heat. Bosh had it easier with Bron and Wade there, and he wasn't scoring more. He was a third option from going from a first option with Toronto. So that's not always the case just because
okay,
you
that's
got
a good point.
Superstar that's teammate.
That's easier. A good point. So now
you look
my
at
question is what did they make easier, though? Because he's been doing the same shit, catching and shooting. What did they, like, help this nigga improve?
Spice God, I think he's talking to you.
Say it again, I didn't hear you.
I said, what did Curry and KD help Klay improve if they made his life easier? Because he's been doing the same shit his whole career.
Man, the whole focal point of the defense is not going to be on him. All he has to do is move around, catch, and shoot the damn ball. He didn't have to create no offense. All he may have did is play a little bit more defense. But you can damn near insert anybody with Steph and KD and make their life easier. We could have put you in there. You probably could have averaged a little 6 or 7 points.
But the question is, he was already doing that though. So that you didn't answer the question. Like, what did they change?
I don't know. I would have to see.
Oh, he doesn't know. Okay. So you're just talking now. You're just saying shit.
No, I mean it's obvious though, man.
If it's obvious, I mean, then you should have an answer for the question, right? Can't be that obvious.
It's obvious, man. The answer is.
You didn't answer the question. all you said was it's obvious. I'm still waiting on the answer. Whenever you get
this is
whenever
weird,
you
man.
Got that answer, let me and okay. I want to ask y'all because y'all here, right? So, question was, what was harder? Klay Thompson 60 points or Devin Booker 70 points? And then I'll give my answer. But I want to hear what y'all got to say first. Well, I know this is not about me and Brandon. This is about y'all too. I'm just curious as to what y'all got to say. Because I already know how Brandon feels. Okay. And Brandon know how I feel.
I would say Devin Booker.
May I ask why?
Okay.
Because of what he has to do to score, and his team doesn't have an established offense, and he scored more points.
Okay. That's a fair assessment. What about you, G?
Okay, I'm trying to remember. When Klay scored that 60, who was that against?
Just so it was against the Pacers with Paul George, who had the third best defense in the NBA that season.
Okay. And then
Devin Booker did it against the Celtics, who had the 13th best defense in the NBA that season. And their defense on the wing was ranked pretty low. I'm just putting that out there. I'm just putting it out there.
So, right. I just kind of just had to ask who it was against just so I could refresh. Because I remember the 60, I remember the 70. But I'm just saying, just from what I remember about that, I would say Klay's would have been harder, mainly because – you know, Steph, because you know we you know because I'm a Steph fan, but when that shot don't fall, like it's off, like it's off, like it, it gets low, so it ends up Clay very low. Can't do it. So I was. I would say that when Steph can't do it, then Clay has to not only carry that load shooting, he also got to carry it on defense as well. When Steph ain't doing this thing, and you know we've seen it before, so I probably say Clay by a little bit was a little bit harder. Not saying like both of them, both feats are incredible, absolutely, but I would say Clay's over.
Now there. This is my whole thing, right? I pretty much said that. I think if you score 60 or 70 in any NBA game, it's pretty fucking impressive. But I think we're underappreciating how, like, so much shit has to go right for you to score 60 points on less than 20 dribbles. A lot of shit got to go right. It's easy. And Devin Booker had 24 points at the free throw line. Klay Thompson didn't. I don't even think he had 12 points at the free throw line. So it's like a lot of shit got to go right for that to happen. Like screens, you got to be able to time the shot every time. The motherfucker, he shot like 60-something percent that game. So, I mean, I think that's a little bit hard. Plus, he did it on one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. And it was Paul George. My question to Brandon was, who was on the wing that was as good of a defender as Paul George when Devin Booker scored 70?
Honestly, I don't know.
Exactly.
But
I mean, I could tell you
Devin Booker. Devin Booker still had to create his own shot, man. Old boy was running through an offense coming off screen. Like you said, he did it in less than 20 dribbles, which is pretty impressive. You cannot lie. But to come down and cook niggas up and put up 70, yeah, I mean, it's tough
to do either or. But if you have to, okay, there's not a lot of niggas that can score 60 points in 29 minutes without dribbling the basketball. In fact, Klay Thompson's the only nigga to do that. So it's like, that's pretty difficult. I think that's more difficult than dribbling and creating your own shot because you're getting the shots that you want. Plus, if you go back and watch the highlights, the defense that Klay played was harder than what Devin Booker had to do. They was letting that nigga shoot wide open. And not only did Klay score
70, you saying 70 points wide open?
No, I mean, obviously the whole 70, but I'm saying like, if you watch the highlights, the majority of that shit, the defense was not there. A lot of that shit was like blow-bys and him just getting open, which is, again, that's still pretty impressive because the nigga still got to get open. But I'm just saying.
Devin Booker looked like the Black Mamba when he was doing that shit.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
And I'm feeling like that. It's like, okay, they was playing, like the Warriors was playing the Pacers. And I give you that, the Pacers was better maybe defensively
than Boston. That's a fact.
But you got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant on the court.
You realize KD only played 20 minutes that game.
That's all he had to play. But what I'm saying is like, okay, so now look, I got to sit up from that game. Kevin Durant was shooting 64% in the game. 64%, bruh. So it's like when the other team is reading their scouting report and you got the greatest shooter of all time and arguably the most lethal scorer of all time to go along with maybe the greatest catch and shoot guy of all time. The catch and shoot guy, I would imagine he would be getting some looks because like Curry and KD is an oh shit moment. Whenever one of them get the ball, it's oh shit.
What you're saying makes sense. I would buy into that if they weren't double teaming Clay and throwing the boxing one at them in that game. They weren't doing that to Curry or KD. Niggas was playing man, but it was a lot of niggas being thrown at Clay, which is in.
But he was already
no. This was at the, like, this was before he even started cooking. Clay came out. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Clay came and scored 12 straight. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he scored 12 straight. When he got that 6 point, Paul George and I forgot my man's name. Two niggas ran at him, and one of them was Paul George. And then from there, they started to try to hit him with the boxing one. Now, a lot of his buckets was on the break, too. Like, they'll miss a shot, he gone. Right? Obviously. I mean, you're going to have fast break points. But in the half court, it was a lot of niggas trying to hold him. So I would buy into that if those things didn't happen.
So he doing that against Frank Vogel. And Devin Booker is doing that against Brad Stevens. Not only that, he scored 70, but he shot 53%.
That's impressive. I never said that wasn't impressive. But do we?
And I'm saying, look, the Phoenix Suns, they only played 8 guys that day. They only played 8 guys, Devin Booker included. So he only had 7 teammates play. They named Tyler Ulis, Derrick Jones, Alec Lynn, Marquise Chris, Leandro Barbosa, Jared Dudley, that's your boy Reese, and Alan Williams. That was his teammate for the day.
All right.
He dropped 70. So we talking about what somebody was doing for Clay. They got to try to scheme for Clay with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry on the court.
That's all I've been trying to say this whole time.
Yeah. No,
it's only
so you said a lot of shit, though, and that wasn't it.
Man, I mean, it's common sense, not, though. Of course you got a mother.
The Celtics, on the other hand, playing against Booker and his 7 teammates, they played 12 guys that night. It was 7 on 12.
This is true. This is true. But 70. This is one of those things where you have to have seen or known what's going on. Like, it was a lot of shit the Celtics did, which is not, this is not to take away from Devin Booker, because 70 is 70. But it's a lot of shit they did defensively that had him looking like that too.
And right, and wouldn't it be, since it's 7 on 12, that means that's more opportunities for him, because obviously if it's more guys out that's playing, that's less opportunities for him to score. So, of course, with less guys, that's more opportunities.
He has the green light. Now, this is – well, hold up. Eric Bledsoe was on the team in that year too, right? He did not exactly. So if he played, does he still get 70? Because Eric Bledsoe was averaging 21 that season. It was like a 1 point difference between him and Booker that year for points per game. You see what I'm saying?
Well, see, I get your point with that, but the only thing I would say to that is, like, we would say, like, okay, well, I don't know, because, like, we can go, like, the what if open the door for so much, you know what I'm saying? If we do that, then we can say, what if Kevin Durant was on the court?
Right.
Have you ever seen, has Clay Thompson ever scored 60 and Kevin Durant not on the court?
That's another, who knows? He never scored 60, but he's had a high volume before. Without that nigga, I think y'all think that that's the first time that he really went off like that without having to dribble the basketball, which is false.
How many?
It wasn't 60, but he did 43 just like that. It ain't 60. I said that, but he did 43 like that.
Right. So Devin Booker's next highest scoring teammate scored 11. Thompson had KD, who got 20. Curry, who got 13, and then the fourth guy in scoring. That
but
night,
see, that's Jeff a Park.
Devin Booker, second place.
That's
guy
a slant, though, because how many shots did Booker take versus how many shots did Clay take? Are we looking at that?
Okay.
And Clay shot.
Clay took 33, Devin Booker took 40.
And then another thing, too, is like, I mean, it's only 29 minutes, so the nigga could have got 80 if he wanted to. And then we wouldn't even be having this combo.
Come on, Reese, man. You're going to – I'm not even supposed to be in this like this.
How? That's a fact. It was 29 minutes. That's a fact.
That's that David Lake. That's that David.
Could have got
that,
80.
I'm saying, listen, that's okay, listen, Lake, bro, bro missed. Bro missed.
That's that David Lake.
I mean, that's that David Lake. He's they'll take something and flip it around.
He missed all the 10 minutes. You telling me he could have got 10 more points in 10 minutes? Is that what you telling me?
Reese, the nigga ain't never got 60 before. Now we finna get
him. He could have hit 70 though.
Boy, that's that Lake. Hey, that nigga that went to the School of Lakes because shit.
Yeah, we gonna give him 80 because bro. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we gonna get him.
It was 29 minutes. Are we really not considering that?
He could have went cold anything. Shit, you don't know.
Oh, you're right. We don't. You don't. That's highly unlikely. But you're right. But if he does score 80, we're not even having this conversation. The fact that it's 60 and 29 minutes and it's debatable with a nigga that played a whole game? Come on, man. But it's way too...
But look, really, really, Clay was showing out for real if you really look at it. Because, dog,
I got the tape.
They was beating the shit out of Clay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He just was acting a fool. Motherfucker Devin Booker was trying to win.
He was.
They lost by 10. The Warriors damn near won by 40. This nigga got 60 in a game. They damn near won by 40, bro. God damn. How's that? Matter of fact, now I'm offended. How the fuck is that even impressive? We beating the shit out of somebody and I just keep pulling up.
Gilbert Arenas did it. Hey, Gilbert Arenas did it.
Yeah, he did. I don't even know what? Looking at this shit. No disrespect to Clay. I know he listens.
Where is it always at?
But
it's not here, I promise.
Well, I don't know. I ain't had
that shit. Already picking up off the bed.
That shit is crazy. Hey,
shit.
I think y'all thinking about the wrong. You thinking about the wrong shit, though. It doesn't matter what the points spread was. Damn, they did beat them niggas.
How many points Draymond had?
Oh, man. What, two? Three? Two and a half? Draymond, the first nigga to get a half point in a game. He got 0.5.
My nigga Soul had two, boy. That was a first
to be.
It was a
first. Had to be. I think that was the last point of the game too. For them.
Y'all kill me with this motherfucking Devin Booker, Klay Thompson. Leave it in the comments, y'all.
Please. While y'all listening to this. I want niggas' opinions. What's more impressive? The 60 and how it was scored or the 70?
We gotta ask that shit. I'm gonna drop this motherfucker. I'm gonna do it tonight. Y'all niggas is at home. I'm gonna drop this motherfucker tonight.
But you know what though?
Put that in the.
I'm gonna be real, Brandon. I think one day maybe Devin Booker is better than Klay Thompson.
I'm just saying
but he's not right now, for sure.
Do you think that Klay Thompson could be the number one on any team and will they be successful?
Yes, and yes.
No way.
Well, Reese, so you saying that KD won on a team that had three number ones?
Wait, what?
You saying KD won his championship playing for a team that had three
man,
number ones?
Man, we not even. This ain't that, bro.
I was just asking a question.
Keep me out of that.
What? I'm not doing what?
So you saying his rings don't count again, huh?
Man, I just asked if I want to say that, Reese, I could just say KD rings don't count. I could just say that. I just asked you a question. Is that what you saying? Do you feel like KD won his rings on a team with three number
ones? I think Klay is a number one on any team that does not have Steph Curry or KD.
Okay, so he wasn't the number one. So
he was number three for sure, which I never disputed. What?
I don't know nothing about none of that. I wasn't in none of y'all shit. I'm just going to get clarity for the listeners. And Reese, I got to hit you with something real quick. Top five most clutch shots in NBA history. Top five.
Most tough?
Yeah, top five most clutch. Most clutchest shots in NBA history. That nigga hung up.
Y'all hey, man, hey, I'm watching this Tiger King shit. This shit crazy as hell. Craziest shit I ever seen. Hey, dog, you got to watch this Tiger King shit, man. This shit crazy as hell. But Reese, or I call him Smushmatic, because him and that Smush Parker shit. But that nigga does some flippy-flop shit just like David Lakes. It's like he been to the same school or something. But that nigga will take what you say, flip it around, and do some flippy-floppy shit. Hey, you seen what's that? Vampire Brooklyn? He said that motherfucker came and did it. He flippity floppy this shit.
That's what I thought. That's what I
the
thought.
The five most toughest shots in NBA history.
That ain't what I said, but yeah, don't jump back in there like the conversation just picked up right where you. You got
no. I tried to pick up the phone and accidentally hit the X.
You got off the phone and was like, "I can't do that. They got it recorded." You got scared and hung up. I said the top five most shots in NBA history.
Shit, five only.
Yeah, I threw a hard one at you. Go ahead.
Damn.
Say something.
Damn.
Come on.
All right, I gotta go, Jordan. Oh shit,
stop five.
All I get is five. That shit is
Reese.
Hard.
Reese, top five, hey, Reese.
I'm definitely putting the shot
Kobe
hit on D-Wade.
Talk, Reese.
I'm putting when LeBron got the Pacers the fuck out of there.
Okay.
I'm putting, gotta put Jordan in that bitch.
Okay.
I gotta, the free throw line
Jordan
jump
over
shot.
Jordan, you talk. Okay.
The commercial, nigga. You know what jump shot.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay.
Maybe
Byron Russell.
Byron Russell.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. The notorious push off.
Off.
I thought you were saying Byron Russell shot. And then you know what? Kobe again.
Okay.
In the finals. Against the Celtics. It wasn't a shot. It was a pass to Ron Artest, but it don't matter. He touched
the ball.
I'm just not gonna say Ron Artest. I'm not gonna say Ron Artest on this podcast.
He left it. He left out Ray Allen too.
I don't think that
Ray Allen with the Heat.
Spice God, your turn. Go. Spice God, top five. Plus shots in NBA history. Go.
Jordan over
Kyrie, I forgot one. My bad. I only gave you four. Kyrie. That was five.
Which one?
I only gave you four. Kyrie. Kyrie when he got Clay the
fuck. No, you gave five.
I'm keeping that because I cried.
You gotta take something out then.
Yeah, to be clutch. That's facts, though. y'all go ahead. All
right, Spice God. You talking about the last shot against Utah? Or you talking about the?
I like the. I'm talking about. I like the Utah. I like the one against Cleveland. Hit with I think that was over Craig Elo or something. Then I'm gonna go with Ray Allen.
Okay,
Ray Allen with the Heat. Then I don't know. Should I have to pull that shit up, man? Shit.
You got to do five. So you got Jordan. You got Ray Allen with the Heat. You got who else did you say?
I said Ray Allen.
You said one more.
That one shot, really? Jordan over Cleveland. With Craig Elo, Allen, Elo. I put Kyrie in there. Fuck, I get LeBron one. And then LeBron had one against Detroit or something like that. I put that in there. Fuck it. That's all the head on me.
Okay, let's see. All right, Braylon, what you got?
I was thinking of Jordan in the finals with the fist pump. Let's see.
Okay,
definitely Kyrie in the finals. All right, I definitely want to go with the Ray Allen one as well. Ray Allen for the Heat, where he put in that pretty much just snuffed out the Spurs right there. You got to put it in there; just snuffed them out. I would say, I don't know if you could put it up there in history, but to me, it was just impressive. But I think Steph's half court shot against the Thunder,
nigga,
like to seal the game, like he half court.
Yeah, that was crazy. That set the world on
right.
Fire.
That's when they was trying to set the year they were going for the regular season wins record.
That's the year LeBron cheated and cried because Draymond was killing them niggas.
Yep,
yeah, that was that year.
Nah, nigga, just keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch another man.
Now, hey, after that series, who they running call to get?
Did they run and call him LeBron? Or did he run and call them?
I don't know. I'm asking you to go to the crib.
Just like you. No idea. I wasn't in the Hamptons. Hey, nobody said Dame Lillard.
Draymond made the call from the parking lot. That's the story, y'all.
Oh,
he got a few of them.
Dame Lillard when he got the
oh boy, shit.
The clock. Mm.
How about that?
It ain't gonna be all of them. We ain't gonna get all of them. That's why it's top five. You gonna leave something out. Ain't no way to get them on. All right. Well,
I just want to say every shot
of the
that Fred
y'all got any shouts out y'all want to give before we get them off?
That shit should be top five because I cry equally every time it ends.
You cry
game
with
six, that shit.
Anytime
a little
it's
upset,
in the end, you
a little
cracking.
Upset.
That's what you get because you was on the podcast when they was playing Houston, and you lost your goddamn mind. And that's how I had to hear the game because I was on the phone. I couldn't watch it because I was on the phone with you during the podcast, and you lost your mind on the podcast when they whooped.
Yeah, and they would have won game six if they didn't get hurt.
I want to send a shout out to my nigga Harrison. What's his name? Harrison Ellison, Edwardson, the boogeyman, the nigga that took David Lake's.
Oh, y'all bugging.
Say the boogeyman five times. David Lake's facts, nigga. And I'm out of here. I'm gonna finish watching this Tiger King. I'm gone.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Drew.
Draylor here.
Tell the boogeyman I want the smoke.
What's up?
Paul Pierce was trash, and I got facts to back it up. Paul Pierce was ass, and I got
Whoa,
facts to back
you
it
want
up.
Her?
I'm out.
No! All right. Oh, shit. That's a cliffhanger like a motherfucker, huh, man?
Yeah, he just said he wanted him, and he just hung it up. That's how he ended.
Damn, boy, I don't even know what to say about that. That's well, y'all heard it coming up very soon. We will have Reese and Harrison on the line at the same time. I'm in. Oh, shit. Okay, G Naz, you got any shouts out, man? What you want
to
say?
Hey, man, just shout out to everybody in GSPN for real, though. Like, you know, with all this virus stuff going on, we don't know everything changing every day. Just stay safe and keep it positive, and you know we gonna get through it together. And all that.
Damn right, we gonna make it. We gonna make it. I'm gonna play that shit. All right, my brother. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Oh yeah, no problem, man. We gotta get on the next one, man. Like, talk some wrestling and everything on there. Definitely gotta get some of that in there.
Shit, I can do another one right now.
Okay, let me go ahead. I'd say what? Let's say that for next. I gotta get these kids corralled in. They've been running all over the place since I've been in here.
Okay. Do your thing, but I'm available.
No problem, man. Be safe out there, man. Just let you know, man. You are appreciated. You know, having to go out there doing all the driving, bringing that supplies, man. That do mean a lot. So thank you.
Thank you, my brother. And I'm going to tell you some stuff about that, too, when we do this next
episode. All right.